This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Boston, Massachusetts at Northeast PHP, and my special guest is my friend, Mr. Eric Mann. Say hi to everybody, Eric.
Hi, everybody.
Now, Eric, you and I started crossing paths about last year. I want to say New York PHP Camp or something like that.
I think it was PHP World in D.C.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. But you are very big in the WordPress community as a one of the WordPress developers or one of the developers that work in WordPress.
Yes.
It's exciting to me that I'm beginning to make more and more friends that are WordPress or developers in the WordPress community. If I say WordPress developers, people usually think core, and that's not what you are. But you're here, and this is second time I've seen you do a WordPress talk, and I know you're scheduled at ZenCon to do one. Talk to us a little bit about the talk, and how you help developers get involved in WordPress activities.
Okay, well, this weekend I was talking about the power of WordPress and how it's evolved over the past few years. Because really a lot of people look at WordPress and it might not fit their use case, and then they just completely ignore it for 3 to 5 years, and they don't realize that we release a new version every 4 months, and it evolves very rapidly. I actually was turned away from WordPress very early and got tricked into coming back to it. But now that I'm there, it's just interesting to see how things change, how things evolve, and all of the tools that it has and just the power that it has underneath the hood as an application platform, as a base, is just fantastic. And I really want to help people rediscover that and kind of see what new things WordPress has added and where it's gone from where they might have abandoned it 2, 3, or 5 years ago.
Yeah. As we speak, WordPress 4.3 released yesterday or day before yesterday.
This past Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, this past Wednesday. I think it's Billy, after Billy Holiday.
Yes.
And I love that they've started putting the little videos on there, and I used to hate that. Because it will pop up in my dashboard, and invariably the updates come out when I'm about to write a blog. So I'm loading up WordPress and, oh, geez, update. Okay, oh, geez, another video. But I happen to just go and do it, and I watch the video, and you're right. Things are evolving, at least, or especially from the user standpoint. I mean, now you can basically use Markdown in the visual editor and things like that, and that stuck out at me as, that's really cool. I've already used it in 2 posts that I've done on various blogs. So you're right. WordPress is evolving. Now, you talk to developers about WordPress. Now, me personally, I love WordPress. I've got 6 instances running for different projects, but I love it because as a PHP developer, I don't have to write code. I can usually find plugins to do every dang thing I want.
Right.
And I don't have to sit down and write code. But you talk to developers about writing code. The number one criticism that PHP developers has is, oh, WordPress is crap. And I know that's not true, but I'd like to hear you talk about why you think this is no longer true.
Well, a lot of the mistake that PHP developers make, and I say mistake because it's a mistake that I've made myself too, is assuming that WordPress is developed for them. And it's not. It's developed for our end customer, the people who are writing posts or building a video site or managing their corporate intranet. They're the end customer. And WordPress focuses on what's going to be easiest for them to use, which is one of the biggest drivers for the backwards compatibility that WordPress has. I tell everybody a story, and it's great to watch reactions about how I took a WordPress site on version like 1.8 and updated it to version 4.2. and nothing broke.
Wow.
And when I tell people that story, they look at me and they start laughing when I tell them how old the site was. Then I say I upgraded it to 4.2 and they all get this look of shock. Then I tell them nothing broke and nobody believes me. because they're so used to PHP applications having this massive barrier to upgrade that WordPress doesn't have. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because the core team has made such an effort to focus on backwards compatibility, specifically to make the barrier to upgrades as low as possible for the end user, again, not the developers. So developers coming into the WordPress world look at it and they try to figure out, how does this work for me? What tools do I have available? And sometimes they'll look at the code base and say, well, why do you have all of this crap in here with old code, deprecated functions? And I was mentioning how WordPress deprecates functionality but never deletes anything yesterday to people who just said, well, that's insane, that's stupid, why are they doing that? And I kept spending all of this time trying to explain, because some people don't know what a function is. They don't know there's a deprecated function log. They don't know that things are changing from version to version. They just know that their website works, and that's all they care about. Mm-hmm. So for developers building WordPress, there's a whole event-driven architecture. Everything's object-oriented. The entire code base is unit-tested. It's a fantastic platform to start with, and it's incredibly flexible. It's got a huge legacy. It's been around since before PHP 5, and people are still using it today. So there's a lot that you can do with it. It's just getting over the hurdle of thinking the developer is the end user, and that the developer is the key focus of the community.
Yeah.
And it's very easy with developers, particularly in the WordPress community, to get hung up on, how can you make life better for me? We had an entire release of WordPress focused on adding retina images to the admin because 1% of the developer community had retina MacBook Pros and they thought that the admin looked chunky. So we spent an entire release cycle upgrading the iconography, released it, and everybody said, why did you do that? Nobody cares. And that reminded us once again that we're not the end users and we need to be building for the majority and making sure that those workflows are in place.
You brought something up, and this is what, anytime somebody starts talking crap about this, about WordPress, I bring this up because you're right. The first thing everybody points at is, oh, it's all still procedural. I mean, you've got all these functions and no, if you look at the code base, and the fact that I'm having to have this conversation with the person means they've not looked at the code base recently. But if you look at the code base, yes, the old functions are still there for backwards compatibility. They're wrappers for object-oriented method calls or stuff like that. But they're usually, the old functions now are usually very thin. They've moved everything to objects, which really excites me. It shows that, yes, the WordPress community, the WordPress developer community does understand these, but they do have the focus that no other project has, and that is they try not to break backwards. I won't say they never. Mm-hmm. It does happen, but they try not to break BC ever, and I appreciate that. I don't think that it makes them, I don't think it makes WordPress better than the other projects. It does give it a unique focus.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to talk to you, and this might be a difficult conversation for us to have. If you just say no comment, we will move on to something else. But as a PHP developer and a cheerleader for the PHP community, we've been able to get other communities, like the Drupal community. Larry Garfield and his team have done a wonderful job in, Larry wrote an article called Building Bridges and Get Off the Island, and he wants the Drupal developer community to get involved in the PHP community because Drupal developers have things they can teach the PHP community, and cross-pollination of ideas is always wonderful. We're seeing it now with the Magento community, as Magento 2 is exploding, their community is exploding. The WordPress community, by and large, still remains siloed. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why, or what can we as the PHP community do to help reach out? Because we want to learn the lessons that WordPress has learned. We want y'all to share with us these lessons. What can we do?
A lot of it is just endemic to the WordPress community itself. I value my skills as a polyglot programmer. I actually learned to write code on .NET, writing Visual Basic and C#, and then segued into PHP because I got tired of working with a compiler and having a build step. So I find a lot of value in moving from one community to another, seeing what lessons one community or one framework can teach me. There's a lot that WordPress can learn from Symfony and pulling in components that way. A lot of work that we've been doing now in the WordPress community in terms of using Composer to actually build packages and pull things together. Unfortunately, the WordPress community as a whole, because it does, core itself does focus on the lowest common denominator, bringing in people who are just learning to code, making everything really easy for people who are just learning PHP. They kind of take an insular approach to the way that they look at code. And as a result, a lot of people in the WordPress community see themselves as WordPress developers, not PHP developers.
Mm-hmm.
The other consequence there is a typical WordPress conference. If you have people going out trying to learn new skills, typical WordPress conference is $25.
Yeah.
And then a typical PHP conference is $200, $400, $600.
Absolutely.
So you have a lot of WordPress developers thinking of themselves as WordPress developers in an echo chamber of other WordPress developers only paying $25 to go to a conference, feel completely priced out of mainstream PHP conferences, so they don't go. And the few who do and kind of break away immediately come to a PHP conference, and there's kind of almost a standoffish attitude.
Yeah.
And the reality is because the WordPress community is so isolated and siloed, we kind of bring that on ourselves, because then everybody else comes to the WordPress developer and says, well, why are you here? This is a PHP conference. We thought you were a WordPress guy. And there's just a lot of negativity there to begin with. But most of that is WordPress needs to reach out more.
Mm-hmm.
And PHP developers, when they reach back in to the WordPress community to try to build those bridges and make those connections, just need to focus a little bit on the differences in the communities, because a lot of PHP developers are focusing on the newest technology, the fastest technology, let's optimize things. PHP 7 is fantastic. Let's move forward to PHP 7. Everybody needs to just focus on the future, whereas WordPress says, well, 30% of our customer base is still running on servers with PHP 5.2.
Oh, okay.
So we need to make sure that our code is going to run on these older servers. PHP 7 would be great, but this is how we need to build it for PHP 5.2. And then you have software purists on the other side who are like, you don't know what you're talking about. You need to upgrade your stack.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of battles back and forth there because of the different drivers in not the two different communities, but the two different facets of the community. One focuses on backwards compatibility, building for the end user who's using the software, and one focuses on optimizing the technology and the stack for the developers who are building tools based on the software.
Yeah. I've actually called out PHP core developers who have said things like, you know, the fastest way to speed up WordPress is RM **, you know, things like that. And, you know, yeah, it gets a chuckle when you are sitting at, you know, every conference has the couch, you know, where the speakers kind of gather. And comments like that will get a chuckle like that, but it's kind of depressing, because these are the leaders in our group, and they're still dissing on WordPress. And arguably, that one example was 4 or 5 years ago, and I've seen it decrease. I think there is it started out as a begrudging respect, but I think there is a respect amongst PHP developers for what WordPress has built. Okay, and like I said, what we want now is we want more like you and the great developers at 10UP, who all seem to have acknowledged this and are starting sharing. We want to learn the lessons that you have learned. Not that I don't feel every project needs to be as dedicated to BC breaking as WordPress is, but I respect the fact that they are solely focused on that.
Yeah. Well, and right now our focus on BC breaking isn't necessarily with WordPress, because we actually did a survey of hosts, and we work, the WordPress core community, the big shops, the big companies like Automattic, who run WordPress.com, and a very large chunk of the internet as a result, work very closely with hosting companies to try to make sure that they're upgrading their stacks. We did this back in the day, trying to get everybody to upgrade from PHP 4 to PHP 5. We're very successful there, and we've been pushing to get everybody off of PHP 5.2. And the overwhelming response we're getting from hosts now is not that, well, people aren't going to upgrade because they don't understand it. About 30% of people who are running on PHP 5.2, it's not WordPress that's holding them back. They have some other PHP application co-located on the same server that breaks when you upgrade beyond PHP 5.2. So everybody gives WordPress kind of a bad rep, saying, you're still on 5.2, why are you on 5.2? We're like, well, we're supporting these other legacy PHP applications, because everybody is terrified to try to build their own application and upgrade beyond 5.2. We just need to work with the system that they have. And when it comes down to WordPress, it's 25% of the internet.
Yeah.
If 30% of our customers are going to have their stuff break if we abandon 5.2, that's still a big chunk of people.
And see, I've heard, I'm friends with Andrew Nason, and I've heard him say that, but arguably Andrew is deep WordPress core. You are actually on the front lines using WordPress for very large clients.
Yes.
And so it means a lot more to me when you say, You know, it's not WordPress holding everything back. Then it does, you know, if Andrew says it, and no offense, Andrew, okay, we're still buds, but, you know, that's his job to say things like that. And I know for a fact, because I've actually played with it, and Zend has played with it, WordPress runs on PHP 7. Mm-hmm. You know, it is not the problem. You're right. That's some very interesting insight, and I do appreciate that. Hey, you hike.
Yes.
I hate walking across the street. talk to us a little bit about your hobby, about hiking. Where's your favorite place? Why do you do it? Because I really don't understand why anybody does it.
Yeah, I've got a couple of favorite places. I mean, I'm from the Pacific Northwest, so we just have a fantastic playground if you just walk outside. Mm-hmm. I live far enough away from the city that I can miss most rush hour traffic and get pretty much anywhere. But the whole reason I do it is to get to places that you couldn't normally get to. A couple of weeks ago, I actually went hiking with some friends of mine on an abandoned railroad in the Oregon Coast Range.
Oh.
It's been abandoned since a flood in like 2007 wiped out a couple of train trestles. So there's just this 16-mile stretch of railroad in the middle of nowhere. There are no roads at all. You get a road on one side, there's a gravel road about halfway through that connects, and then a road at the other side. But you're in the middle of nowhere, there's no cell reception, there's nobody to bother you. Beautiful sky at night, you can watch the stars. We just finished the Perseid meteor shower, which mm-hmm. you could only see if you were out at like 1 in the morning and you had no light pollution. But it's just views like that and different things that you can see. One of the favorite places that I go to is the South Sister Wilderness area, which mm-hmm. is in central Oregon. And they've got several volcanoes. We've got the Three Sisters right next to each other, Broken Top, Mount Bachelor, mm-hmm. Three Finger Jack, Mount Washington, Mount Jefferson, they're nearby. Fantastic area, great wilderness area. The Pacific Crest National Scenic Trail goes through. And one area that I like to go to is actually the Obsidian Flat Limited Entry Area. Mm-hmm. You have to get a permit to go in. They only issue 20 permits a day.
Mm.
You walk through, you go through a couple of ups and downs. You walk through some volcanic valleys with 1,000-year-old lava flows. And then when you finally breach the top of the hill, you're in just this valley covered with what looks like crystal from all of the different obsidian flows that are just all over the place. There's a waterfall cascading off of a cliff of solid obsidian, a whole boulder, like 12-story tall boulder of just obsidian.
Mm.
Beautiful place, pristine wilderness area, and you can't get there by car. Mm. You have to walk. The closest trailhead is a 6-mile hike in order to get there. It's just fantastic and beautiful and great to see.
That's phenomenal. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Hey, same question I ask everybody before we close. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
Local user group is a meetup group in Portland. It's meetup.com/PDX-PHP.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you. I've spoken for that group, not at the user group itself, but we used to do a conference tour called CodeWorks, and we went to Portland twice, and that group was very supportive of us, so we appreciate everything they do. Well, Eric, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and thank you for what you're doing to help integrate the WordPress and PHP communities. I look forward to you and the people at 10Up and many more getting involved in our community and teaching, or not our community, but getting involved in the PHP community so that you can teach us the lessons that y'all have learned building WordPress.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.